From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting QNews at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. One of the features of amateur radio has been its ideal that all hams are equal. This has been a historical belief which found its form in the amateur's code. Over the past century, it has been common practice not to use forms of address that would identify the operator as being superior. Of course, this has been easy to do when contacts have been between strangers, and even better if they were DX. Princes and academics were addressed by the name they gave, and ranks and titles dispensed with amongst amateur operators. The sense of belonging to a giant worldwide club and a belief in equality was honoured in the practice. Then the reality is that people engrossed in the art of wireless came from different backgrounds from most walks of life that you can think of. This meant that the school student had different funds to the professional person, and the investment in parts and equipment varied. This is a fact of life that still remains today. Where things get strange is that there seems to be a small core of amateurs who feel inadequate. These are the ones who seem to delight in picking on other operators to show how big their own egos are. I've witnessed this in various forms over the years. The CW operators who diminish the voice ops. The open license holder who has to correct the limited, the novice, and now the foundation license holder. Just to be fair, this level of judgment is also aimed at the old-timers who like a rag chew that includes the updates on health and medicines. As much as it might be satisfying to stick the finger up at what we think is wrong with another amateur, remember that public misbehaviour reflects on the whole amateur community, and tact, courtesy, and privacy go a long way in maintaining the traditions of our hobby. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.